As each new year approaches, we contemplate beginning anew. We want not only new journeys, but also new selves. We discuss ways to change, resolutions, going to work out more, eating less, being more kind. We wish to change often in dramatic ways. We wish to start anew, to harness fresh starts. It's difficult to begin a journey, to obtain that fresh start, when all of our journeys have already begun. No matter how much we want to change or say we will change, we are inevitably a product of our past, good, bad, heartwarming, or heartbreaking. The question then arises of how do we construct new journeys in areas of our lives that sometimes feel insurmountable. When I was in high school, I worked at a farm during the summer growing organic vegetables. I watched the insane speed at which vegetables grow during the summer. The squash that sprouts out, blossoms, and then comes to full edible fruition. I watched lettuce rapidly fill up rows with tiny, delicate leaves. I planted seeds, pulled weeds, and laid out rows. I participated in the balance of doing what farmers have always done, the planting, the weeding, and the hoeing. I farm knowing that these same acts have been done so many times before, yet knew that so many factors could affect the final product. All my efforts were closely tied up in realms of unpredictability, as the seeds I planted were sometimes eaten, and the weeds I pulled returned with great force after days and days of rain. So much of the cycle of plants and growth seemed so immovable, so out of my control, so insurmountable. But eventually, you have to accept that moles will eat roots and tomatoes can contract a disease at any moment. From this acceptance, I rested in the unpredictability, recognizing the things I could control and the things I couldn't. I gave out nurture, gave out love, giving the plants the care they needed, whether the plants were ravished by weather or eaten by very hungry turkeys. My control is not in the outcome of the plants, but part of their growth. I had some control of what I could give. My part of their journey was a giving of love and care that could help them grow. This participation in their growth gave me movement, the movement you gain when you realize to love is in your control, to nurture and to care, to be part of others' growth is in your control. And within this realization is a journey of giving out love from a self that is built from what and who you have loved and who and what you will love. The summer after my junior year of college, my friend and I took a road trip out to New Mexico, where she was soon to be starting the program Teach for America. I love road trips. I love the mixtapes and the coffee stops and the hysterical laughter that kicks in after 4 hours of driving through nothing but cornfields. But what I love more is the road trip in my mind, the invented road trip that often involves me saving lives and epic meals offered by attractive strangers. What I really love about my imaginary road trip, my imaginary journey, is the chance it always seems the start, the offer of starting anew. The chance to be in control of that desperately sought-after fresh start. Starting anew, a newness that is desired with the coming of the new year, a chance to leave your old self behind. The road trip in my mind always ends somewhere else from where I began and with a whole new me, a me who would be able to tackle all the problems the old one couldn't. During our trip to New Mexico, we ran into a storm in Oklahoma. Peering over the steering wheel through intensive rain, we finally pulled over. Without a covering over us, the hail pounded our windows and the roof. The car shook with winds, leaving us silent in the car, wide-eyed and scared, as we wondered what were the appropriate steps to take if we found ourselves at the heel of a tornado. Clearly, in the moment when concerns of tornadoes and hail crashing through our windshield were taking up space in my mind, Visions of ideal road trips were pushed out. I thought instead about how I wanted to survive, and I wanted to survive with the old me, as she was the me I had. It was a moment where I realized that I didn't want to let go of any part of myself, as each part of the journey already begun had factored into the me I wanted to save in that moment. We can grow and journey strongly by embracing all these parts of ourselves as we continue our journey with an acceptance of all the times we have moved forward and back within our own stories. Both of these stories are ones of growth. They end with realizations. They have some sense of ending to them. When you recognize that the journey has already begun, you have opened yourself up to growing from the stories that don't yet come with realizations. The stories, the journeys within the larger journey that have not yet ended and are still in process. A couple of months ago, I came to church after having accidentally hit a woman with my car. She was fine, but I got out of the car shaking, and before I could ask if she was okay, she asked me if I was okay. My eyes brimmed over as I felt her kindness and care. I still don't know how I have grown or what I have learned from this situation. Thinking about the story even months later puts me at a loss. It feels unproductive, somewhat hopeless, frustrating, and exhausting. Though all these emotions are unpleasant, unnerving, my gut says I should just sit it out, and I am sitting it out. Sitting it out within a journey that has begun. I should not wallow in my felt loss, but patiently sit. Patiently sitting, knowing that I don't have to begin again or start anew. This is part of my journey. When I got out of the car, I was shaking, crying, and scared. I wanted to begin again. I wanted to become anew. But I stayed in the moment, or perhaps couldn't move on. And instead, I had a reminder from the universe. A wake-up call to where I was in that moment, something I could grow from and incorporate into the ever-evolving journey. One of my favorite children's stories is the story of Miss Rumphius, a beautifully illustrated tale of a woman who, on her personal journey, travels the world. After her travels, she returns to live in a house by the sea and recalls a wish by her grandfather for her to make the world a more beautiful place. And so she does, planting lupine seeds all around. Her journey, though full of different starts and stops, is built upon her own self-experienced. Her experience of beauty and far-off places, her love for beauty, and her grandfather. A love and appreciation that empowered her to spread the beauty that had so filled her. There is something missing when we completely abandon our own selves. When we want to leave selves behind in search of complete newness. There are times when we all want new beginnings, when what we long for is a second chance, a new start. There are also times when we are asked to start again, when something just doesn't work out. From here, we can start the journey that has already begun, or rather, realize that all our journeys are underway and that life is a process. A process that evolves and changes, but never slows enough for a full and complete new beginning. Growing with the old self, of course, always striving for the new and better, but not forgetting or fighting the jumble of mistakes and all the areas you wish were more new. Growing within our journeys with all our old loves and want for new until we get to a place, a process of growing the journey, giving the love. Mary Oliver in her poem Journey writes, "And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Let us all save the only life we can save in a journey that has begun and will keep spinning as we all grow into ourselves, recognizing our voice, as voices that sound best when they call out together and call out in love."